Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, too, while you're there. Lots of good stuff there and lots more to come. Some really exciting stuff that we're going to be unfolding in front of your very eyes over the next... Actually, this month, I'm going to stop teasing you about one of the things that we've created, and we're actually going to show it to you in about a couple of weeks or so. And then we got some more stuff after that. Lots of good stuff coming to you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, which, as you know, has been our goal now for we're in our 10th year of helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. One of the ways we do that, folks, is, as you know, is by introducing you to some really smart people, like our new friend Tom Schmidt. Tom is president and CEO of FedEx Global Supply Chain Services and senior VP of FedEx Solutions. He's also now the co-author of an outstanding book that's just been released. We're very happy to help launch this book. It's called Simple Solutions by Tom Schmidt and Arnold Pearl. And Tom is with us right now. Tom, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Congratulations on your book.
Well, thank you.
Now, this is a new experience for you. I know this is your first book. You've had a lot of success in the marketplace as a business person, as an executive. You're an internationally recognized successful business executive in one of the most recognized name brands on the planet, FedEx. But this book has been a new experience for you, hasn't it?
It's been a brand new experience, but on the other hand, Jim, it's been a collection of basic beliefs that over the years I've found to be true, and that I just wanted to get a chance to share. So it's a brand new experience in terms of a book, but it's a decade worth of learning.
Well, one of the things that I like about what you say in the book, the whole book is built around, as the title says, simple solutions. And, you know, you talk about in the book about how leadership can be broken down into some simple forms. Why do you think that leadership can be simple?
Well, ultimately, there's something about just having rigorous, good work practices, which we all need if you want to be successful in any type of business or, frankly, in any type of nonprofit area for that matter. At the same time, for you to have fun at least 4 days out of five, you also have to find a way to instill passion in yourself and passion in others. And I think if you find a way to get those best management practices and those ways to instill passion in yourself and into others and care for what you do and get those things into balance, it can be very simple. And frankly, you can have fun and win, and 4 days out of five, it's going to be a great day.
Why not five out of five?
Well, actually, I strive for perfection. We're not perfect yet, but it's an ongoing journey. 5 days out of five will be great.
Well, you know, Tom, I say that we shouldn't seek perfection. We should seek excellence.
That's probably a better way of putting it, yes.
One of the things that you talk about in the book, and I guess this is one of the reasons why you've broken it down into all these different elements, which we're going to talk about in a minute, folks. But you guys believe, you and Arnold believe that leadership can be learned. It's not just something that you're born with.
I think that's correct. I mean, obviously, there's something about your DNA. Frankly, as you can probably easily tell, I wasn't exactly born and raised in the U.S. or in the South, here in Memphis, for that matter. But something I find very, very attractive still about the American spirit, which is why I'm here, why I'm an American citizen, why I'm thrilled to be here, is for the most part, you find people with a DNA of looking at opportunities with a glass half full. Mm-hmm. And yes, it does help if you seek out those people to be associated with you, to be on your team. There's something positive about confidence and optimism and finding three ways to make something work versus five ways of not making something work. So having said that, with that attitude, yeah, it's easier for people to step up and lead and truly make a difference, have an impact. It's probably harder, I mean, to your point, to get people all the way from the other side if they have a predestination to look for five reasons why something cannot work.
One of the good things about being in America, as you alluded to, is that we, if we decide we want to step up and be a leader, if we decide we want to step up and excel and seek excellence and do something extraordinary, we don't have to fight the culture first, do we?
We do not. I mean, this is still a country of opportunity, and I really very, very truly and deeply believe in that. This is I mean, one of the things, Jim, I'm talking about in the book is about determination and sticking mm-hmm. to things. And very early on, I found this positive attitude. And I do believe it's still pervasive, and I think it's a great thing to build on.
One of the in your book, you and Richard talk about, I'm sorry, you and Arnold talk about, Arnold Pearl, the co-author, talk about, you break the solutions down into two different groups of simple tools or simple approaches. One of them is a set of what you call a set of tools, and the other is a group of passions. And I'd like to talk about some of those. Let's talk about the first tool. You call it the management savvy tool. Tell us mm-hmm. about that.
Well, again, To put it into context, the tools are more around the what I would call the left brain. In your brain and my brain, there's two halves, and the left brain is more about rigorous, good practices.
It's the engineer side of our brain, isn't it?
In a way, yeah. I mean, I guess in my case, it's the first two decades of my life of of structured German engineering thinking, all that. But the management savvy is the first one of that, and what we call the tagline is "Work smarter, not harder." Now, what I basically believe is if you have a challenge in business, you can look at this and say, "Well, my department here makes 3,000 mistakes every single quarter. We need to process all the adjustments." And then you sit down and say, well, can we get 5% better and only have 2,900 adjustments to make next quarter? That's working hard, and then you process this, and then you work overtime, and you kill your team. All of these things I've experienced, I've seen, I've done. Mm-hmm. Well, a much smarter way is to say, well, what would have to be true? What would have to be true for there not to be any adjustments? Mm-hmm. And you just start and look at things very differently. It's a step change. It's a breakthrough thinking of like, well, if right. we simplified the rules in the following way, then you would have started with zero.
Well, hang on to that. Hold that thought, Tom. We got to take a quick break. What I call that is seeking excellence without creating a casualty list. Stand by. Tom Schmidt is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our new friend. He's the co-author of Simple Solutions. It's 20 after. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Tom Schmidt is our guest, and he's the co-author, along with Arnold Pearl, of the new book, Simple Solutions, Harness the Power of Passion and Simplicity to Get Results. And we're talking about breaking leadership down into its simplest forms. And by the way, Tom, why don't you give us the website, and if you have one, and also tell us where the book's available.
Well, let me start with the second piece first. That's easier. You can, and I guess that's a website too. Amazon, as mm-hmm. we all use. On the upside, you can actually go into every Barnes & Noble, Borders, or for that matter, any Hudson Airport shop in this country, mm-hmm. and you should find the book right now.
All right, so check it out, folks. That's Simple Solutions, Tom Schmidt and Arnold Pearl. Tom, We're talking about some of the elements of these simple solutions, breaking leadership down into its simplest terms. We just talked about working harder, not smarter. The next one tool is what you call people skills. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, the one thing I find truly difference making is a philosophy of putting people first. And I mean, it goes all the way to my experience here at FedEx. FedEx was founded with a philosophy of people, service, profit. And that fundamental belief that you put your own people first, and then they will go above and beyond to also put their internal customers and external customers first is something that we strive towards every single day. There's 275,000 people here at FedEx who live by the purple promise of making every FedEx experience outstanding. If you truly do every single thing you do every single day with what's right by your people as the first thought, really what you do with your customers and then what ultimately the financials will show are logical consequences.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when it comes to the people, it seems to me, and I said this just before you got here, that leadership has to be preceded by courage, I think. And if you agree with me, isn't part of the people skills that we need to have helping our people have courage?
Yeah, and that's a great way of putting it, Jim. I encourage my team members to frankly go out, and I'm disappointed if they don't make mistakes.
Say that again.
I'm very disappointed if my team members do not go out and make mistakes.
Idea, Tom, what a teaching point that was. It's good for people to hear you say that. And this is a guy, folks, who's one of the top leaders in a 275,000-person company. And you know, he expects his people to make mistakes when they're taking initiative, right, Tom?
That's exactly right. I mean, you and I can all sit in our chairs all day and hide, and we will absolutely be perfect on the no-mistake scorecard. Mm-hmm. That's a bad scorecard.
That's exactly right. Well said. And, of course, then part of the people skills is after they make that mistake, while taking initiative, you got to be prepared to say not you're fired, but rather what did we learn?
That's exactly right. I mean, whether it's your personal life or your professional life, it truly is a lifelong learning journey. And
right.
You just learn from your mistakes, and frankly, that's the same in football as in business as in any other endeavor. You learn from them, and you make sure you don't make them a second time.
Right. The other element of your simple solutions besides the tools is what you call the passions. In the couple of minutes we got left, let's talk about the passion part of these simple solutions. Which one would you like to choose?
Well, I guess the the best one is probably the one I call, and it's somewhat encompassing leadership, leave a place better than you found it.
Mm-hmm.
If you start your day, in this case at 6 o'clock here in Memphis in the morning, with the idea of leaving a place better than you found it, it's so rewarding. And frankly, think about yourself. You get 100 emails a day. You do 100 meetings, phone calls. There's literally 100-plus interactions you have every single day. Leaving a place better than you found it is not just tackling the big three-year project. It's every single interaction. A phone call or an email that you get, you can basically respond to the email and say, it's kind of tempting to say, don't know, have no idea, not the right person to talk to.
Right.
You can also say, let me leave this conversation, this project, this meeting better than we found it before it happened. So you think for 5 seconds, say, the best person to talk to about this idea is, because chances are you can help, you can add some value. And it's so rewarding because you get so much more back than what you give. And if you think about leaving a place better than you found it in every single interaction you have, chances are more often than not you will make a difference. And that's rewarding, and that's instilling passion in yourself and helping others at the same time.
Well, and quality has to be part of that equation, doesn't it? Wanting to accomplish quality things in your business.
Absolutely. I mean, you add value, and to that extent, you're looking for quality.
Right. What about vision? We've got about 40 seconds. Tell us about the vision part of the passion elements.
Well, you do have to, and this is an individual responsibility, but also a collective one, you have to change what's possible. I mean, think about 30-some years ago, FedEx invented an industry that didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
22 years ago, we started going into China. Nobody was talking or thinking China.
Right.
It's about, as Wayne Gretzky put it, as skating where the puck is going, not where it is
right today.
It's thinking ahead like that.
Right. Well said. Tom Schmidt, ladies and gentlemen, S-C-H-M-I-T-T, if you want to Google him. He's the co-author, along with Arnold Pearl, of the outstanding new book, Simple Solutions. We'll get Tom back on again another day. Tom, thank you for being here today. I hope you will come back.
I hope so, too. Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
This book, by the way, is available wherever books are sold. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break. We're going to take some of this stuff that we've just learned from Tom and apply it to team building with our good friend Arnold. I'm sorry, Kristen Arnold, right after these messages. Stay with us.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Pa.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Pa!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market? Sort of.
Visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-99.
Aflac!
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer, and I've got a couple of questions for you business owners hungry to become business champions. Are you confident your people are committed to your vision? Ever wish you had a business coach watching your back and cheering you on? If you're seeking proven strategies for how your company can become known as one of America's best small businesses, turn to Administaff.
That's right, Arnold. I'm June Jackson, owner of Jackson Property Company here in Texas. And Administaff strategies have increased my team's productivity, giving me a nice boost in my profit margin. They also help me compete with big companies by enabling me to provide employees with retirement services, health care, and other benefits. I really believe Administaff's people want my company to win as much as I do.
Talk to the pros at Administaff. Call 800-465-3800 or visit Administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
You've reached Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearce in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's B-P-L-A-N-S.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.